Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for each life path number for the month of April 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like your own personal reading, please book some time with me where we'll look at your own personal numerology in your year ahead or whatever you want to look at or any questions you may have. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path 11-2. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 23-5 in April, as well as macaque energy. So let's talk about macaque first, because this actually works really beautiful with the 23-5 energy that you're working with. And if you're not familiar with the macaque, it's a monkey, right? And it's typically found, or the ones I'm familiar with, are the snow monkeys in Japan. And I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they go to these hot springs in northern Japan, I believe, and they just look so serene, so peaceful, so just like these wise little monkeys sitting in this warm bath, warming themselves up from the snow. And what this really brings forth for this month for you all is just this feeling of like wisdom, right? This sense of wisdom. But because you're working with 23-5 energy, this isn't necessarily your wisdom. This is wisdom that you can gain from interactions with others and truly listening to, you know, their life stories, their experiences, their perspective. And there's wisdom that can be, you can gain from that interaction. And so this month is kind of pushing you to maybe go outside your comfort zone a little bit, be open to connections that maybe you wouldn't have been open to previously for whatever reason, and just truly be present for that connection and hear what the other person has to say. Not necessarily if it's about giving advice to you, it's more about just truly hearing their perspective on life and their experience of life, because through that understanding or just through listening to that, you can gain a perspective that, you know, you probably won't have in your life because we all have different experiences, right? So there's definitely something here about potentially even getting a mentor of some sort where, you know, someone who is the expert at something that you either want to be the expert at, or someone who's the expert at something that maybe you don't necessarily want to be the expert at, but you're interested in hearing more about and learning about. So it's very possible that you could make those connections at this time, and there's a lot that you could potentially learn from those interactions. Now, with the energy of the 23-5, this sort of brings in, or has the potential to bring in, life-altering contracts. So this can mean, you know, anything from like settlements, inheritance, signing a contract for work, you know, getting that maybe a promotion or getting some kind of new client base, something like that. Someone seeking you out potentially for your expertise and wanting to work with you. And then, you know, potentially the two of you signing some kind of a contract or agreement for that to take place. That's very possible under this influence. I would also say, you know, if you're moving through any kind of legal proceedings, you could see that come to closure now. You could see settlements be completed. And whether they fall in your favor or not, I think you'll be pleased with the outcome, at least for the closure of whatever it brings, okay? I would also say be really mindful of your connections when it comes to severe approaches. And what I mean by that is any severe approach that could potentially lead to conflict is sort of advised against, right? And, you know, especially with macaque energy, there's just this sense of community, right? Like coming together, peace, harmony, tranquility. And so, and like a balance within that community. So I would say, even if something really, you know, upsets you or triggers you this month, just be really careful about going to the extreme with your reactions, because that has the potential to just make the situation worse. I would say definitely pull back and be the observer. I wouldn't say avoid the conflict. Like if there's a conflict that needs to happen, and I wouldn't say conflict, but if there's like a conversation that needs to happen that can, you know, that might be a little bit heated, I'm not saying avoid that. I'm saying, you know, surely have that to work it out, to come to some kind of compromise or some kind of deeper understanding. But I would say just be really like mindful of your reactions and your emotional charge this month, just to make sure that you're not reacting in a way that you might likely regret very quickly. Because what I would say too, right, it's like, you know, we can always move forward from conflict. But sometimes when we say things or do things, it's hard to fully come back from that, or it can take a long time. So I would just say maybe mitigate that or manage that in the front end and just be mindful of your reactions this month. The other thing is, this is a great month for travel, for exploration, for trying new things. This would be a great time to try a new restaurant or try a new type of food, or, you know, go to some kind of social event that's different than what you would normally go to. And you will likely meet very interesting, unique, forward-thinking, open-minded people. Or, you know, you'll likely engage with people who have different belief systems or ways of seeing the world, and you could likely learn something from that about yourself as well, right? But this is definitely a great time to definitely seek out guidance from, like, again, experts to enhance your own goals. So if there's something, again, that you want to enhance or get better with, this is such a great month for, again, like mentorship. You could also be the mentor this month. So someone may come to you for your expertise, your perspective. And so, you know, again, just be mindful of how you deliver that message. So it's not coming from one of, like, you know, holier than thou, but one that's coming from a, this is my experience. And, you know, if you can take anything away from it, great. If not, that's okay too. But anyway, very interesting energy that you all are working with, but very much about like community and harmony and balance within that community. I would also say like communication is also a big energy this month for you all, and working together with others in a harmonious way, right? And recognizing your contribution to that connection or those connections. So beautiful energy this month for you all, 11 twos. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.